105 WMFO with
in Medford.
Kia Beers on Fire going out to Cal Cali. Oh yeah, we have to do the legal. It is 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We did it.
I
twice.
Know.
That's all
well,
right.
It was kind of a broken one before that. Me doing half, you doing the other. Make it legal.
Okay. Because we're all about being legal.
Yes. Totally. And Andy Pratt.
Andy Pratt.
Good performance by Andy.
Great to see him. Great to see what he's up to.
What was buzzing?
Mike
Four? That just stopped, thank God. Yeah, I'm not feeling great today.
You want to talk about it?
I don't know. Yeah, something's buzzing. Maybe it's my head.
Do you want me to get a different mic?
Use mic. Try mic 3. There you go.
I think it was mic 2.
Mic 4.
Mic 4. Yeah, that was kind of irritating.
A little behind the scenes for you there. But we do have requests. I will get through the day. Do I want to talk about it? I don't know. They switched my medication, and I think I'm, like, extra nauseous.
That makes sense to me, but I'm prescribed medicine. It's like, I get so angry when I think about it.
I guess I got to hang in there and see if it works. I don't know.
If you go to the emergency room, I guess it's not working.
I don't need to go to the emergency room yet. We'll get through the show. Anyway, earlier we heard Blue Oyster Cult, and Ricky wanted to hear them doing Roadhouse Blues, but I denied him that and played Turnin' for You, and I smashed them.
You did.
I don't even know what that was.
I guess that was the rock gods getting back at you. I don't know.
Place is falling apart. But I decided I'd play Doors doing Roadhouse Blues live in Boston, 1970. This is the from the second show they did that, whenever this was, 1970. But I remember listening to this when it came out live in Boston. And Jim seems to get better. Like, he seems kind of, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like,
every time you hear it, it sounds better?
No,
or
no, I'm saying he has a first show and a second show. It's a double CD, and I think he's like wasted for the first show, and he must like sobers up some for the second show. So we'll try this out on MFO. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. Let's hope we don't break any more things.
was in the clouds, not the grave. If you're in a snake, rather people push it to the wave. Now I wanna chill, been around too long this way. Don't give it up now.
MFO Liars to the Rescue. First, we had Doors live in Boston, then a Boston band. Don't give it up now, and we will not give it up. Even if we smash things, the control board cheat sheet.
You did break it, yeah. I heard the glass.
No, it was just, well.
Oh.
Yes,
it's all right.
The glass broke.
We can fix
it's,
that.
It still exists, though.
They got people for that.
My kind of people. And, yeah, speaking of Boston bands, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion has a new EP out. He sent me. And we'll play something from it. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. Here's Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. This one's called Joe, the Tow Truck Driver on MFO.
you, ma'am. That's something else.
91.5 MFO started that block off with Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, Joe the Tow Truck Driver. We heard Classic Ruins in there with Cheap Champagne. The Move, the live version of Something Else. Mark Bolan and T-Rex with The Avengers. It's also called Superbad. And then, yeah, lying sick in bed this morning. On the TV,
I'm not laughing about
on
that.
The TV is one of the strangest movies. As I'm moaning and groaning before getting up to get ready for this show,
I was
but
getting into it.
Marie had Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. That's when, that's the name
that's
of it,
the
right?
Name
yeah,
of the movie,
Beyond
yes,
the Valley of yep. the Dolls was on. I'm just like, what the?
It was a lot of girls, you know, a lot of dancing,
a lot of homoerotic decapitation scenes. But I thought it was funny. Somebody in there introduced himself as Baxter Wolf.
Yeah.
And I go, that's my friend's band. They were on the show a couple of years ago, Baxter Wolf. And now I know where he got that name from.
And I was cracking up the pot and he goes, Suzanne, I wouldn't be surprised if they're smoking marijuana cigarettes.
Oh,
like that famous line.
I think I get that sound bite somewhere
I'm
in
talking
here.
Talking reefer.
Yeah. They're smoking reefers. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're habitual marijuana smokers.
Yeah, I'm talking reefer. But Baxter Wolf, yeah, that's when your attention, yeah, that's when you like the movie, that's when, yeah.
No, I never liked the movie. I just figured out where my friend got the name of his
you
band
understood
from.
It, I know.
Speaking of valleys, remember this one? Here's a little Zappa for you.
Why you bother? We've heard this little scene. We've heard it. It's all right. It'll be over in a minute or two. I'm sure.
WMFO in Medford, Talking Heads. Talking Heads, Frank Zappa before that with Valley Girl. We heard Baxter Wolf with Maybell. What, Talking Heads? It was kind of a medley there. Found a job, stay hungry, drugs, electricity. And Ricky Trottier.
Trottier.
I don't know. But
Ricky T.
Listener participation time. We're talking about Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. He says, interesting fact, film critic Roger Ebert wrote the script for Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. That's right, I forgot about that. For director Russ Meyer. Ebert and Meyer were set to do a film for the Sex Pistols, but the plug got pulled on it. Wow.
And I'm trying to find that screenplay because it says it's somewhere online, but...
I can't believe Roger Ebert... I mean, I've heard that before, but it's unbelievable. Now that I saw the movie,
yeah.
I've only seen bits and pieces, but I actually was watching it this morning, and it's like... Such a crazy movie. I mean,
I love that movie, though. I loved everything about it.
It's odd. I'm not telling anyone to go out and see it.
I know. But
Sex Pistols, eh? Let's play some. You have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. We're MFO, and we're pretty vacant. We'll be right back. Dolls, Bad Girl on MFO. Started the block off with Sex Pistols, Pretty Vacant, squeezed in some solo Johnny Thunders there. And yes, we are 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and still have a couple of requests I still have to do. Cheap Trick for Ricky, and is it only Ricky and Cal requesting?
I guess.
Maybe you have a request. You listening right now, 855-915-9636. There's more than Facebook, you know. You can give me a call.
The telephone.
I'm Brian. Telephone?
Well, that's how they would call you, right?
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm queuing up telephone. Here's some Corolla DeVille on MFO. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.